Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Chappers, hi.
Hi.
So I'm a little bit worried, actually.
Why?
Right, because I just found out there's a station in America, radio station called Coop FM, K-O-O-P-FM, which has burned down.
Oh, dear.
And it was arson, right?
Yeah.
After a disgruntled worker was so unhappy with the music they were playing on the radio station, he just completely torched it, burned the whole place down to the ground.
Right.
That's a worry. Because you know what I mean, in every workplace, and Radio 1 has these people as well, there is always somebody, if you work in an office or whatever you do, always someone at work that's got that look in their eye, isn't there? The slightly mad look, they could snap at any time and it could be something really simple to send them over the
edge.
Yeah,
there is.
And the thing is, at Radio 1, there's more than your average. Like, there's three or four people upstairs I can think of right now.
Who can you think of, then?
I'm not going to say their names. They know who they are.
And, no, they might not, though.
No, they do. And we've done this before. We've gone down this road before. Okay, let's not
just
do
initials.
It. No, not good. No, not doing initials.
But the thing is, though, if you think there are people in this building who might be a danger, then you should really say it, because it's important that the security guys know on the front.
I like to keep my head down at work,
you might wake up the security guys.
No. I'm just saying there are...
Is one of them Joss?
Today, yes.
Really?
Yeah, today. Three or four people upstairs, it would take one little thing, like, bam! Like, if they hear Scouting for Girls once more, that's it, we're all dead. You know?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe
if they hear the Hoosiers again, that's it. Snap. I'd like to know, maybe we can find out, Google it or something, what record it was that actually sent the guy over the edge to burn down the radio station.
What, and hope
was
we...
Was it worst case scenario?
Hope we don't play it.
Yeah.
Has Adele Chasing Pavements reached America yet?
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
I still haven't heard it enough, actually.
Haven't you?
I still love it.
Okay.
I still love it. I still love Hoosiers. But I reckon that...
You love everything. It's not going to be you, because you love everything.
I don't have that mad look in my eye.
No.
It's a good way to go, though, isn't it? Like, when I finally finish at Radio 1, whenever that might be... I don't know when that will be.
Could be in the next hour if we keep going with this.
When I eventually hang up my headphones, I would quite like to go out in some kind of blaze of glory like that. Not an actual blaze, because I'm not an arsonist. I'm not going to set fire to you all, don't worry.
Have you planned your exit from here, then?
I just want to be one of those people that leaves a bit of a legacy, you know? Like, you know those people...
Oh, you've done that.
Thank you. You're too kind. No, I want to... You know those people that kind of lock themselves in the studio and barricade themselves in and just play the same record over and over and over again?
Right.
Like, a lot of people have done that here before, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so. And you're not going to give a speech, are you?
Like, there are things happening here at Radio 1 that I don't necessarily agree with. See, if you just turned on then, you'd be like, oh, my God, what's he doing? Our audience figures came out today, and they're quite good. So I don't really want to go just at the moment. But when I do, I'm just saying it will be something quite spectacular.
Well,
so just look out for it.
I can't wait for you to leave now.
It's going to be good. It'll go down in Radio 1 history.
Okay.
People will still be talking about it in the next 40 years.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's 5:10 with Scott on Radio 1. And now, the calling the newspapers with hot stories that they will want to print game. This is where we try and get the world's media and some local papers to use our hot exclusives and scoops. But how long can we keep them on the phone for with our big stories? We've done this with the Sun newspaper, with the Bazaar column before, with Gordon Pillock, and also with a paper in Chawla. Today, we're off to North Yorkshire. To the Moulton and Pickering Mercury. Spoke to a very nice lady there called Sheila. She does the news. Everything that's happening in Moulton and Pickering, she's first with. She's like the 3am girl of Moulton. Right, so we called her with our big stories. It's me first. How long do you think I could keep them on the phone for? I must explain. I think where we've been going wrong before, Chopper,
yeah,
is I think the stories have been a little bit too sensational. So what I've done is I've kind of come up with the dullest story you can imagine just to see if they'll go for it.
Okay.
And if I can keep them on the phone for a bit longer, right? My exclusive. All right?
Yeah.
So how long can I keep them on the phone for with my quite dull story?
34
seconds. Between me, you and Laura.
34 seconds.
You're saying 34, okay. Here's me calling the Moulton and Pickering Mercury.
Hello, can I help?
Hello, yes, I think I've got a story for you.
Right.
Do you pay money for the stories, or...?
Not as a rule, why?
Right, well, I've just seen TV Love Rat, Darren Day, right, at Costcutter.
Where? On
Commercial Street.
Oh, right.
At a Biner Twix.
Oh, right.
And he ate it in the shop.
Must have been hungry.
Oh. Bit common, that, isn't it?
Well, you
eating
could
it in the
say
shop.
That. I certainly couldn't.
Yeah. Anyway, it was definitely a Twix. He ate both of them whilst in the shop. And then he paid for it. And he had a man with him, and he had a handlebar moustache and a bit of a limp.
And it was definitely...
Not Darren Day, the man he was with.
It was definitely Darren Day, though?
Definitely, yeah.
I wonder what he was doing there. Did you speak to him at all?
I didn't. I was too scared. I got a bit starstruck.
Did anybody else recognise him?
Oh, yeah, everyone recognised him.
Did anybody take any pictures?
I don't think so.
Was he swamped by fans, or did anybody ask for autographs?
Yeah, I mean, the whole of Cuscut was like, it was just like, it was quite swamped, yeah. There's quite a lot of people around him, and, you know, as many people as you can fit in that Costco. It's not that big.
Yeah, it's not that huge, is it? Oh, right. Well spotted you.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I'm quite chuffed. Is that all right, then?
Yep, that's great. Now ring Costco as well.
All right. Thanks, then.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye.
1:30. Have that.
That is very impressive.
You see, you've got to just kind of tone down the story a bit. That's the key.
And also quite nice to speak to a proper journalist. You see there?
I know.
Most people just hang up on you.
Yeah.
Whereas she actually investigated the story a bit.
And she was going to phone Costcutter herself to check it out. That's a good journalist.
Did you make his, Darren Day's companion have a handlebar moustache and a limp just to make it more exotic and more of an interesting story?
I just thought it added intrigue.
Yeah. She kind of glossed over that, didn't she, really?
If we hadn't told them it wasn't true, I think maybe the Moulton and Pickering Mercury would have gone with the Darren Day buys Twix exclusive on the front page tonight. That's the longest one we've ever done so far, isn't it?
You did well there.
Thank you.
Was he swamped by fans or...?
In Costcutter? Brass. Right, okay. So now it's Laura's turn. Bearing in mind that we're playing against each other and Laura's famously bad at this game.
Excuse me?
Because she can't do accents. Do you remember, all right.
Excuse me? I've got a whole array of different celebrity accents.
Hello, it's Kylie. I've been abducted by aliens. Okay, bye. No, they didn't even say goodbye. They just hung up. So, just any guesses on what you think, really?
I'll go for 12 seconds.
All right, let's see how... bearing in mind, I'm 1:30. How long can Laura...
And I need to boast. Look at you.
How long can Laura keep the Moulton and Pickering Mercury on the phone for with her hot exclusive?
Hello, can I help?
All right, it's Amy Winehouse here.
Who, sorry?
It's Amy Winehouse. I've just been abducted by aliens.
Right.
I'm Amy Winehouse.
Do you live in Norton, then?
Yes!
Whereabouts?
No! I've been abducted by aliens!
Take me to your leader!
I've been abducted by aliens! I went for a drink, I went outside for a fag, and then they took me up to the mothership!
They're coming to get you, Amy.
Right.
They're taking me to the... I think they're coming back again!
Come to the mothership, Amy!
40 seconds, that's good for you.
Yes!
That was very good for you, actually.
And what an amazing accent.
I'm Amy Winehouse!
Hello?
Do you live in Norton, then?
Yes!
Whereabouts?
No!
Is that because you'd forgotten that you'd been abducted by aliens?
Thinking on my feet.
Yeah. I like the alien as well.
Coming to get you, Amy.
Right.
I don't think you helped. That was the campest alien I've ever heard.
Alien's...
Coming to get you, Amy.
Right.
Alien's more likely to tickle Amy than take her to Mars.
I just thought I'd help you because you're not very good at it.
Sorry?
Right, okay, so now it's time for Chopper. Bearing in mind I'm 1:30, you're 40 seconds. Let's have Chopper now calling the Moulton and Pickering Mercury with his hot scoop.
Hello, can I help?
Oh, hi, I'm in Moulton and I think I might have a story for you. I seem to have Russell Brand, the TV Lothario, in the bed with me.
Who on the phone say you filthy animal?
I'll be back with you in a second, Russell. Hold
Come
on.
Come back to bed!
Russell, hold on.
Forsooth, my codpiece is getting cold!
See? Even with my help, both of you can't do it. 20 seconds.
I thought that was a very weak Russell, to be honest.
Rubbish.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, listen, I was waiting for a train to Bristol, as you know, the other day.
Yes.
And I was on the platform, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't shared this with you, have I?
No, and I don't think so.
No.
And this isn't you being psychic about the train,
no,
is
no,
it?
No, no, no. Right. No, it's all fine. So I'm on the platform, right, just waiting, drinking my coffee, and I spot this kind of quite cool guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, you know, those quite big headphones, those really nice headphones.
Yeah.
Right? And he's got all, you know, he's got the right clothes, he's got baggy jeans on, he's showing a bit of pant, he's got a cap on, he's quite cool, quite well groomed, you know. Very
looks
well,
the business.
Well dressed. Basically thinks he's it, right?
Yeah.
You know when you look at someone and like, yeah, yeah, you think you're really cool, right? So he stood there with his big headphones on, and I'm stood kind of quite near him, and I can hear from the headphones this kind of... You know, you can just hear a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, oh, he looks super cool, and he kind of knows it. And, you know, it's probably some really, really good, like, R&B or new hip-hop or something. So imagine, here I am kind of thinking, right, I want to know what it is now. Do you ever do that when you want to know what someone's listening to? So I'm kind of, without making it obvious or trying to make it obvious...
Was it Dan Lesac?
It wasn't Dan Lesac. I'm kind of edging towards him, nearer and nearer, on the platform, to try and...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And your excuse was you were trying to listen to what he had in his headphones, were you?
And I just want to know what he's listening to, because I can just hear it. I'm like, I think I know what that is, right? So I'm edging more and more towards. Kind of behind, though, so he can't see. Right?
Right, then, so you're creeping up behind this very well-groomed, good-looking man who supposedly has some headphones on and who's showing his boxers. Yes?
Yeah. No, because I want to hear what we need to hear.
Oh, sorry, of course you do.
Why do you always do this? Right, so I'm just trying to tell a story.
No, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
We won't say, I'll just let you tell it now.
So I get fairly close. Okay? Right?
Does he then run?
No.
Is that the end of the story? No.
No, because I can now hear the music quite well.
You're that close?
Yeah. And I'm like, I know that, I've now realised what that is, okay? Bearing in mind, he looks super cool. Mm. Do you know what the song was?
What?
This. She's got it. Venus by Bananarama. Yeah, baby, she's got it. No wonder he didn't run away. And I thought, well, that is brilliant, because I was expecting, you know, something quite cool. And he was kind of getting his groove on a little bit. He quite enjoyed Venus by Bananarama. And I quite like that, because it proves what we've said before, that secretly, everybody loves a bit of pop. You might be sat there now in your Foles t-shirt, but you're still enjoying Venus by Bananarama.
And then did you, when you realised what it was, did you stay in close proximity to
him? No, I got on the train, made my excuses and left, thanks.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Can I move it off, talking about Coop FM?
Yeah, go
is
for it.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
And talk about travel reporters.
Right, okay.
And do you remember yesterday and the past couple of days where we found... what are you laughing at me?
I don't know, I just think this is something I don't know about.
Do you?
I don't know, I've just got a feeling.
Why would you think that?
Because I had something that I was planning to say to you then, and then it's all gone out the window now.
Oh.
And I just think that you're... I don't know.
I wouldn't do that.
Carry on.
And so we found this girl, didn't we, who'd done a sort of holiday, an audition for a holiday programme, and her boyfriend had traipsed round after her, filming all these little clips.
But it had never been
all
on
the way
TV.
Through the whole. Never, it's like a little showreel for her holiday thing. Are you all right over there?
I'm fine.
Why have you just rolled your eyes?
I just think I've just remembered something now.
On a little trawl through YouTube.
Oh, no.
I found another person auditioning to be a holiday reporter.
Please don't do this.
And yet again, this person has gone on holiday.
Yes.
With two friends, actually.
Laura, seriously, Laura, you are such a cow.
That's right. And Laura has gone on holiday with two friends, this person.
Yeah, yeah,
and has got, again, one of them to film them whilst they do reports, as if they're auditioning for the holiday programme. Do you want?
It's just a bit of fun.
There should be a load of clips in your system.
Yeah, they've mysteriously appeared.
If you could, were they not in there before?
No, they just appeared now.
If you could just play the top one, we might find out who the holiday reporter is.
And what have you got, guests? Well, if you're entertaining, a lovely table for more to set up. And if you need anything else, give me this. Ten servants.
Now,
it's on there as Holiday with Scott Mills on YouTube.
Now, that's...
Did you put that on there?
Yep.
Laura, did you put it on there?
Yep.
That little bit is a little bit difficult to understand, but basically it's you and your flatmate...
And Laura.
But Laura's doing the filming on her mobile phone, isn't she?
Yeah. It was your idea.
Yeah, but you did it.
So where were you?
In Sri Lanka.
Right. In a luxury hotel, would you say? Not for me to say. Let's see if we can hear some more from the guide.
As you can see, on my left, everything you could ever possibly need. Tea and coffee-making facilities, and a little tip of champagne, maybe. And some of the finest wicker furniture in the whole of the country.
Some of the finest wicker furniture.
Yeah.
So at what point did you decide to do this?
It was Laura's idea.
You wanted to do it.
It was Laura's. No, I didn't. Laura's idea, and I don't know. It was just something to do, wasn't it?
Right. This is my favourite clip of the whole thing.
You can sit back, relax, and enjoy the scenery with the aid of our pool boy, Ananda. Say hi. Hi.
Right. That's.
You had a pool boy.
That was my flatmate doing that bit.
You and your flatmate had a pool boy. Now, there are all sorts of things I could delve into with this.
It was very nice.
Was it? how posh were you?
That wasn't me, that bit.
No, well, you're in the clip.
Oh, right, okay. What, having a pool boy
having a pool boy as well.
Yeah, I guess. I'm really embarrassed.
And you had a bell.
Yeah, I didn't use the bell, though. You used it.
Did you do this to try and get a holiday job?
No, I didn't!
Have you done this to try and get a job presenting a holiday programme?
No, I haven't.
Is there what? There should be one more that involves a bell, I think.
Oh,
have
right.
you got that?
Okay. No, I don't right now. What a shame.
Tell us.
Well, here's some more music.
No, no, no. Tell us about the bell.
What about the bell? There was a bell which Laura rang a lot. Ding.
Laura, explain.
There was a bell that we got given when we were on holiday.
I refused to ring it because I thought it was horrible.
You had to ring it if you wanted some service. So if you wanted a drink or something...
If you wanted the pool boy to come and look after you, you had to ring a bell.
Seriously, right, that's...
How posh was this holiday?
Radio 1.
Dave in Coventry makes a very good point. Talk about the high life. Pool boy, cleaner, ringing a bell to get serviced.
It was a package deal.
It was a package... It sounds like the world's poshest holiday.
It was a really nice holiday, yes.
Private pool.
Yeah.
Private pool as well.
It wasn't private pool, there was no one else there.
So...
It was a private pool, but only because there was no other guests, which is why we had it to ourselves.
That's because there's only five rooms
I'm having to
in the whole hotel.
It. What?
Five rooms in the whole hotel,
you're
that's
right.
why.
You...
Nobody
well, you had the whole.
Afforded.
Hang on. There was you, your flatmate and you. There was only five rooms. Did you have the whole hotel to yourself?
Yep.
Yeah.
You hired a hotel for a
we
holiday.
We didn't hire a hotel.
You hired a hotel for a holiday.
It was off-peak season.
Seriously.
It does earn £586,000
a year. Shut up!
You have a good contract, fella. Mm. And you have sat there for the past two or three days laughing at this girl who has been filming her holiday audition, filmed by her boyfriend, dragging her boyfriend round, when you did the same with Laura.
Yeah, and she was in the Costa del Sol.
And you were in a hotel that you'd hired for yourself.
You always make it sound... you have this amazing knack of making things sound a lot worse than they actually are. Thanks very much for that. Cheers. Thanks, everybody. You've put that on YouTube, I understand.
That's on YouTube.
That's great. So you can see me doing my
also,
tour.
But it's also, and it should go on your homepage, your pages on Radio 1 online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Click on Scott's face. It should be there in the next 10 minutes or so.
This is why I'm never... probably going on holiday with Laura ever again. Just to let her know that on Radio 1
didn't
now.
I want to go with you anyway.
Excellent, good. You've got a boyfriend now, haven't you?
I want to know what other videos might be out there of you.
Yeah, well, that's the worry. See, you trust these people as your friends, and then they just blast it all over the internet, don't they? See, this is the point. This is the point where I might snap, like that bloke that burned down Coop FM. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's only a group of friends
DJ snapped more than most people. I refer you back to my friend, who worked for a radio station in Southampton. I say friend, an acquaintance. And actually drove his car through reception, through the glass reception, because he snapped, you see. He played I've Had the Time of My Life once too many times, and he just snapped.
Yeah, but DJ snapped because his posh holiday was revealed isn't quite the same.
He works in the Middle East now, you see. That's what happens. Anyway, yeah, thanks.
Oh, it's on your home, it's on your pages
brilliant.
Now.
Cheers. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right, now, you know, I found something weird out about Laura today, again.
On top of everything else?
Yeah, she only been back a day.
Okay.
You know,
she's still poorly, though, because she's still got the scarf on.
You know, sometimes when people have a bit of a, let's say, an insecure moment in their lives,
mm-hmm.
they come across something in their everyday lives and they're like, oh, no, what would so-and-so do? Like, a lot of people, what would Jesus do in the situation?
Right.
Right? When they feel, you know, a bit insecure, they're like, oh, what would that person do?
No, it's like, you know, I went on that interview course and they taught me how to shake hands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Never instigate the shake. Shake 3 times only.
Mm.
Don't wipe your hand before you shake.
Yeah.
Was that some secret society?
No, we've discussed this before.
Right.
Yeah.
The law of the handshake in the job.
Well, the lady also told me that in moments of need, when you don't quite know what to do, if you think of somebody that you respect and act as if they'd act, then it'll help you act in the right way.
So Laura, when she finds herself in times of trouble,
okay.
Mother Mary calls to her and says, well, I'll let you explain.
I just said to Scott today that sometimes in those situations, I think about what Carol Vorderman would do and then act accordingly.
Well, why?
What would Carol Vorderman do?
Because she's like...
she's quite sensible, isn't she?
Yeah, and she always seems to know what to do, like...
What evidence do you
have
of that?
She's brainy.
Right.
Well, she is brainy, yeah, but what evidence have you got that she always knows what to do?
So you're telling me, in a time of need, you think to yourself, in your head, what would Carol Vorderman do out of everybody you could pick?
Yeah, like, you know, like when you were ill over Christmas Chopper?
Yeah.
When we were doing Scott Mills Gold and I had to produce Westwood.
Yes.
I was a little bit nervous about it. And and I thought to myself,
why?
What would Carol do?
Hmm.
And it helped me.
What would Carol Vorderman do if she had to produce Westwood?
Did you tell him to use more vowels?
I was going
to
say, I'm fairly sure he wouldn't have gone from one from the top and five from anywhere else. Would he?
I wish I'd never said anything now.
What would Carol Vorderman do? And how did it help you?
Just helped me to say the right things and to feel confident and...
Right. Okay, yeah, some people are thinking you're weird on the text already. I bet you're probably not the only... you're probably the only person that thinks, what would Carol Vorderman do?
Apart from Carol Vorderman.
Apart from Carol Vorderman, because she's herself.
Yeah.
But I reckon there might be some more people out there that do a similar thing, maybe.
Let me know if
you're out there, anybody. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that, please?
It's Carol.
Okay, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that in times of trouble, I turn out to the words of Tara Palmer Tomkinson.
What?
I know, there's two of us. She's written an amazing book, and it just helps you through times of crises. So.
Right, so you think, what would Tara Palmer Tomkinson do?
Yeah, obviously there's exceptions, but on the whole, it's quite good. It's nice to be able to turn to somebody else for guidance in times of trouble.
When have you had to use this, then?
Various things. A lot of it's to do with boys, relationships, friends. But yes, it's pretty good advice.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Can you give me an example of when this has happened recently?
I was just thinking just then, I can't think of any recent examples for you, I'm afraid, but if I do, I shall give you a text.
Is it like when you're out and about at the pub and stuff, and is it like how you act with men that you fancy?
Yeah, with men that you fancy and not making a complete fool of yourself, just kind of trying to keep the cool, and if things go horribly wrong, she's quite good at that as well.
But she has made a fool of herself often in the past.
Several
I
times.
Know, I think she's learning from her experiences, but if you get horribly dumped, not to just go out and get drunk and then phone them. It's just good to be able to remember that.
See, thank you, I love you.
I love you too.
You're not on your own, Laura, you're not on your own. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Charlotte in Bristol.
Oh no, who do you think?
Rachel from Friends.
What would Rachel from Friends do?
Just generally stay cool and quite witty in difficult situations.
But she's not real.
I know, but...
I was going to say, is that different to Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, because you don't actually know what Jennifer Aniston would really do.
You wouldn't. You don't know what Jennifer would do, do you?
No, but
you know what Rachel would do.
Rachel would do, yeah.
Okay, give me an example when this has happened recently.
Well, it's difficult, but it's always generally with men.
Yeah, you see, it's the same as Tara.
Yeah, it's
But Rachel wasn't very good with men, was she?
Well, she got a few.
Weren't they always on a break? Is that the problem?
They were quite good looking, most of the ones she did have.
Well, okay, fair enough.
See, my one doesn't work so much with men. The Carol.
What
Walden
would Carol
one.
Do?
I haven't really used it.
No. Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
Thanks, Charlotte. It's nearly 4:30. So we've got what would Carol do, what would Tara do, and what would Rachel from Friends do?
Wow.
I actually didn't expect anybody to get in touch. I thought it was just you, Laura, but obviously not. See, when I'm in times of trouble, I think, what would Soldier Boy do?
Really?
And then I think, well, he'd probably super soak that O. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Yeah, same things happened to Holly on the text. She was edging up towards a bloke and he was listening to Honey to the Bee by Billy. You see? It happened. Lots of people agree.
That's worse than Venus, that.
Right, here's another example, okay? Mm-hmm. You never know. You can see someone super cool. You don't know what they're listening to on those headphones unless you get super close, right? For instance, here's a good example. Here's Zane Lowe, okay?
Right.
Listening to his MP3 player, yeah?
Yeah.
Here it is.
All right. Excellent. Massive. Z. Ho! It's great. Lest we forget! Doot, 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 doot. It's all very good. Let's go!
Right, that was him listening to his MP3. What do you think he's listening to there, Zane Lowe?
Well, something cool. Pete and the Pirates.
No.
Vampire Weekend.
No.
Is he enjoying Bummer the Drummer on Jolene and the Jing Jang Jong?
No.
Ting Tings?
No. Right, this is what he's really listening to when he's off duty, right?
Yeah. All right. Yeah! Excellent. Massive. Z. Ho! Ho! Nice. Ho!
We all love a bit of pop.
Let's go! Yeah! Lest we forget! It's all very good. Yeah! Bad. Blah. Yeah! Go! Let's rewind.
You see?
Nice. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.